Hello and welcome to Coach's Corner this hour as we talk all things high school football, as we talk Waverly football. Coach is on the line, head coach of Waverly. His name is Nick Forenza. Coach, great to have you on the show. How are you?
Oh, you know, it's early and I'm awake and we're just getting ready for another Friday.
And, you know, we'll talk about this week's game, but first look at last week. I believe you played a really good football team in Burlingame, and, you know, 52-0 the final score. Let's start with the positives. And when you look at film, what are things you look at that you can build off for next week?
Well, you know, when you play a game like that, you know, and we knew they'd be a better team than we played week one. There was a lot of, you know, almosts. We did a lot of almost good things. I mean, like if we just did this one little thing different, we could have competed a little better, but, you know, we didn't exactly have the strongest week of preparation. When you don't have a strong week of preparation, I mean, that type of score happens to you. They prepared better than us, and they definitely showed that they were better than us last Friday.
And so far, the last couple of days of practice, how do you think your kids have come out, you know, as you get ready for a new challenge this week in Lebo?
Well, you know, we kind of reminded the kids of how they prepared last week, and they've responded. You know, we've tightened down. The kids have tightened down a little bit. They've really started to focus because they realize they can't just, you know, roll the ball out there and go beat a team. I think we've taken a lot of good steps to try to improve and be more competitive tomorrow.
And now you take on Lebo. You know, what when you turn on either that huddle film or whatever you look at, when you look at them, what's the challenge they present?
Their O-line, D-line is super aggressive. They're pretty good size. They're quick. This is a thing that they do out west, I guess, is grown big and quick. If we can control the offensive, if we can try to control the offensive and defensive lines, we'll be able to hit their backs that also run hard in the hole. And if their backs don't get ahead of steam, they you know, just like anybody else, they don't tend to go very far. The big one is we got to be able to control the offensive and defensive line. If we can't do that, we're going to be in a little bit of trouble again.
And then obviously you want to run the ball and establish that run early and often.
Yeah. I mean, we were trying to, you know, last week we tried to use Dustin kind of as a decoy sometimes, and that didn't work for us. So, I mean, if I can get Dustin started early and often, I'll do it. But, you know, we've got to get our passing game going. We've worked on that a lot this week. We've got to be able to, you know, get the ball out quick and make quick decisions, understand where the ball is going. You know, we've got freshman quarterback learning the offense, and Alex Dyson, I think he's taking a lot of strides this week. I expect him to definitely be better.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, hey, appreciate your time, and I wish you luck in this week's game.
Hey, thank you for what you do.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach. That is Nick Friends, the head football coach over at Waverly, brought to you by First National Bank of Kansas and Steward Service.